Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley. 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, I'm here. I almost backed out at the last minute. I don't know why, but I set myself up to do two shows today and fly to London all on the same day. So I'm a little stressed out. But I'm here, and we're going to get through everything on this show here today. And then half-hour break. And then at 1:30 Pacific, which would be 4:30 Eastern, it'll be myself and Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance Storm doing a combo show again here today. And then after that, for real, I got to get out of here. So heading to London. All in, a live Q&A, and a bunch of other stuff as well. So we'll give you the lineups for everything. So my last chance to talk about the All-In show before, well, a bunch of shows I'm going to do out there. So we'll get my thoughts today. We've also got the lineup for tonight's Dynamite. We got a bunch of stuff added today, just today. And it is, actually, I think it might be going along right now, actually. We'll update you here in a moment. But if you want spoilers before the show airs, I think you're going to get them here tonight. Also got a bunch of shows coming up. You know, there's that Capital Collision show, Bash in Berlin, the NXT show, No Mercy, and All Out. Hoffman Estates, two matches announced for that show so far. Add a bunch of news, John Cena. He's out of here, but he ain't going anywhere. I think we all figured that. Mercedes Moné revealed that she almost went back to WWE, almost returned at WrestleMania, but then decided to go to AEW instead. And a ton of other news as well. So we'll get into as much as we can here today, the NXT TV report and more. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer.
protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Dynamite tonight! I think it's taking place right now, actually.
Right now!
I will not give spoilers. People are complaining about spoilers. Do I ever give spoilers here on the show, for crying out loud? I'll read the lineup! Don't get mad at me. See, what's happening is I'm going to read this lineup and people are going to get mad at me about the way that I said it is giving spoilers. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know what happened on the show. So I have no idea who won any of these matches. So whatever you think about how I read this, and I'm going to read it in a special way, I actually don't know anything that's happened on the show.
Just watch your tone and tenor, boy.
Swerve and Bryan Danielson have a final showdown. Okada will defend the Continental title against Claudio Castagnoli.
What are you trying to say?
Tony Storm defends the AEW World Women's title against Saraya. MJF and Will Ospreay will go face-to-face. Chris Jericho faces Tommy Billington. Hook faces Big Bill. And FTR and Darby Allin face the Young Bucks and Jack Perry.
You can say Brian Alvarez reported that lineup.
We've also got a contract signing with Britt Baker and Mercedes Moné for their match coming up.
Moné.
And that's it. That's not how you say it. Will you stop that?
It is how you say it.
No, it's not. It's Mercedes Moné. That is her name. And tell me there's a special way to say Mercedes now.
Mercedes.
There's not.
Mercedes.
It's Mercedes Moné. Yes.
You ever see 48 Hours?
Nope.
You never saw that movie?
No.
Surge? You never saw Surge?
I was out exercising.
Bronson Pinchot from Perfect Strangers in there going back and forth with Eddie Murphy? You'd like that scene. Very funny.
Yeah. Is that right?
You're so out of here, aren't you? You don't even want to be here today, do you?
You ever seen that movie Shazam?
Shazam?
Yeah.
Did that have Shaq in it?
No, that's a different one.
Oh.
Never saw Shazam?
I saw the Shaq one. Okay. Didn't see Shazam.
Anyone on the chat ever seen the movie Shazam?
I know of one movie that we've both seen, I think. That's Raising Arizona.
Oh, this guy here says he saw it.
Shazam?
Oh, this guy says Kazam. No, I said Shazam. Has anyone seen Shazam? Yeah, the one with Sinbad. Mr. Smith here says he's seen the one with Sinbad.
Sinbad.
Yeah. You guys seen Shazam with Sinbad? I want to know how many people in the chat have seen Shazam with Sinbad.
Okay? I remember him in the forum. I remember.
I got two people that say they've seen this movie so far. Okay, anyone else?
Never seen that one, no.
You've never seen it?
No.
Okay. Oh, Kenpo Cry. That's three now that have seen it. Okay.
I think the only movie I've seen with Sinbad was the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was a Jingle All the Way.
Interesting. Three people. You know, three people in the chat have seen Shazam with Sinbad?
Hmm.
Even though it never existed?
Oh. What do you call that?
Yeah, the Mandela effect.
What do you call effect. That effect?
Mandela effect.
You ever see that movie? Yeah. I didn't.
How about that?
But that's what it is, though.
Interesting. Three people saw a movie that never existed.
It's like that Tony Khan with a H-A or A-H in his name.
Oh, yeah, Nick Khan and Tony Khan? Yeah, for like the first 6 months, their names were spelled differently. Then all of a sudden, they were spelled exactly the same. That was totally bizarre. Yeah.
Okay. It happened.
All right, All Out here, or All In. We have All In and All Out.
See, you're All Out.
All In has Swerve and Danielson, Tony Storm and Mariah May. Of course, all these could change based on finishes on Dynamite tonight. This Tony Storm-Mariah May match may not happen.
That's right.
Because Tony might lose the title tonight in that match.
Make it a three-way on Collision.
Jack Perry versus Darby in a coffin match, which I'm certain at this point, will have fire, you know.
Which title will it be for?
It's for the TNT title.
I know, but which version of it?
Jack Perry's, of course.
He got rid
of the other one. Yes. There's a video of him making it.
Yes. They make, you know, look, I'm happy for folks in wrestling nowadays, especially when you get to a certain level. A lot of the old timers really moan and complain about the fact that
he did it again, Dom.
I'm sorry. But they'll complain and whine about the fact that these guys aren't working a lot, but it allows them time to work on some of their skills. And I didn't realize that Jack Perry had this skill. I'm very impressed by this. Very impressed by his torch skills in making this title belt. Reggie Parks, RIP. He's been gone for a long time. Dave Milliken, he's still out there making belts. Maybe Jack Perry has found something that he can do in professional wrestling that will be better than his promos.
I've actually got a booking scenario here, but I don't know if I want to say it. Nah.
How good is it? Come on. So you're not confident in what you're going to say? Think you're going to get played out on the
internet? So Darby has an AW TNT title shot and an AW world title shot. Okay?
Yeah.
And he's getting the world title shot where? In Arthur Ashe?
Yes.
Wrong.
No. That's
what's,
right.
Well, no.
That's right.
It is supposed to be right. But what's going to happen is he's going to get burnt to a crisp. He's not going to be able to make Arthur Ashe. And so he will return in time to face Bryan Danielson for the title in Tacoma, Washington. The battle of the hometown heroes for the AEW title.
Okay. All right.
That's my scenario. Yep.
Can't complain against that one. Would make perfect sense. Big thing to build into at the beginning of the year. Go ahead.
We've got Patriarchy against the Bang Bang Gang, the House of Black, and TBA in a London Ladders match. Young Bucks versus the Acclaimed and FTR. I know what the actual movie is, okay? I know about Kazam, all right? The point is, there's a whole bunch of people. Go online and look it up. Tens of thousands of people claim that they have seen this Shazam movie, okay? It's like a thing. It's totally bizarre. It never existed, okay? It's just one of those things. I didn't make it up out of thin air. I spent like an hour when I should have been packing today. Absolutely fascinated by this.
After Dark has got to come back.
Hey, don't tempt me. Then we had Young Bucks versus the Acclaimed and FTR. And then there was like this group of, this group of college kids. They actually got Sinbad.
Get out of here.
I swear to God. And they got an old VHS tape recorder or whatever. And they filmed like a 30-second clip from Shazam that they released like a couple of years ago. And so now there are people going, see, I told you! I told you! Even though the Shazam is supposed to be from like, you know, 25 years ago or whatever, but he's old in the clips. It's just whatever. But it was fascinating. Far more fascinating than the Casino Gauntlet match for the AEW World title shot. Sinbad ain't going to be in that match.
No.
He ain't refereeing Mercedes and Britt Baker for the TBS title. No. He's not going to have anything to do with Chris Jericho and Hook. And he's not on Zero Hour, where Willow and Ishii face Chris Statlander and Stokely Hathaway. Although I bet Stokely wishes that he could be replaced in that match.
Oh, yes, he does.
By Shaq, in fact.
Yes, he does.
Who once wrestled for AEW and then disappeared.
That's true. Shazam! Mm.
College humor is what it was.
Ah.
Yeah. Funny or die.
Yeah, whatever happened.
I found it pretty funny.
Guess they're dead.
And then All Out, we only got two matches official at this point, which is MJF or Will Ospreay versus Pac for the international title. No spoilers. Who's going to win that MJF-Will Ospreay match at Wembley Stadium? And also Willow Nightingale versus Chris Statlander, stipped to be determined in the buy-in match or whatever they call it, kickoff. What's it called there?
The thing, the buy-in.
Yeah, they got a lot of names.
Yep, you got to ante up. They could do that. 2 hours. 2 hours worth of pre-show with RJ City and with Renee, and the winner of that match gets to choose the stipulation.
Two hours. Golly.
Yeah.
Two hours.
A lot of vamping probably going on there.
Yeah.
A lot more than even this show.
What?
Nothing.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Mercedes Moné almost returned to WWE last year. In her own Moné Mag newsletter, she revealed she planned on returning to WWE in 2023 at Mania 39. However, she decided against doing so after she got an invite from Tony Khan to attend All In at Wembley. Funny thing is that before last year's All In, I attended an LA Rams game at the new SoFi Stadium in LA. Kevin and I, of course, were on the field for it. That's just how we roll. It was fun. But in the back of my head, I kept thinking, this is where WrestleMania is going to be. An enormous, beautiful stadium in the tinsel town, the City of Angels. How could Snoop's first cousin and a member of the Mandalorian cast not be there? Thus, at the end of the game, I leaned over to Kevin and said, I need to be here for Mania. And at that time, that's truly how I felt and what my plan was. Plan on return to Mania in L.A. That was, of course, before Tony invited us to see the show. Mind you, there were no discussions of signing with AEW Zero. Tony, Kevin, and I had texted his friends. It was a casual invite. I wanted to go, not out of curiosity or to kick the tires, but honestly because I love wrestling. To this day, when I have the time, I still watch an indie show. Really continue to have that much passion for it. So she went. And she said, I knew it would be fun to watch. Deep down, I knew going there would help support the fellow workers and the rival organization. We need additional outlets as talent. And she said, the fact they got 80,000 rabid fans and passionate fans to attend an event that wasn't Mania blew me away. Made me excited for wrestling in a way I had not felt in a long time. By the end of the show, getting way ahead of ourselves, as my advocate Kev admits to doing so often, we were planning the very entrance you will see this year. So that's why she went to AEW. She decided that this was the place to be. Now she'll be there again 2 years in a row. John Cena also signed a new deal with WWE. So he's out of here. He actually did an interview the other day and he goes, there is no amount of money that will get me to wrestle past December 2025. And now he reveals he's got an incredible amount of money to just not wrestle anymore with WWE. He has signed...
Well, I think you are putting that in the most... there's another way to look at that, which is his in-ring career is wrapping up and he's already inked a Legends deal for apparently far beyond his wrestling career.
Bro, this ain't no Legend deal, dude. They ain't signing John Cena to a Legends deal. You know how much a Legends deal are?
Not a Legends deal.
They're virtually nothing. Yes, he signed a near, mid, and long-term contract.
Yes.
This guy ain't going anywhere.
So
no, he doesn't need any money to do another match. He's going to have money as long as he's alive.
Well, he doesn't probably need to be making any more movies. Either does The Rock with the way some of those have been received. So, you know what? You might as well just go ahead and hook up your wagon to the WWE horse and just continue to ride it until, you know, the horse dies or the wheels fall off.
This guy says there's always a price. Well, I don't think you're going to see this one.
Like Ted DiBiase.
Cena ain't coming back to wrestle after December 2025.
That's what he said.
Yep. He's going to do 36 dates in 2025, and then he's out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a deal. Yeah. What a deal that guy got. Good for John Cena. After amid rumors, he is going to sign a contract with AEW. Reigning Rev Pro Undisputed British Heavyweight Champion Michael Oku made his promotional in-ring debut Wednesday in a dark match. That's not a spoiler because it was a dark match.
Is it his debut?
Prior to the Dynamite Collision doubleheader in Cardiff, Wales, he and girlfriend and manager Amira Blair defeated Serpentico. A big win for Michael Oku in that dark match.
He has turned into Steve Lombardi. He absolutely has. Everybody on their way in has got to step on.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Michael Oku. I was like, what are you talking about? Steve Lombardi? God. Horrible. He said, regarding rumors that he'll sign, nothing is confirmed. He would be open to debuting at Wembley. Said it was cool the rumors exist. People believe it could happen. That he would like to work for AEW. Well, you know, there's that gauntlet coming up. Anybody can be there. So we'll see.
What do you think?
Well,
think he'll sign? Think he obviously there's he would love to sign, I'm sure.
Well, that sounds like he's signing to me then. Also, Hangman Page will be in London despite not having a match scheduled for the show. He won't give away his plans. But he has some idea of what he wants to do. Well, let's see. We got a gauntlet match where the winner gets a world title shot. And currently, at least at this moment, the world title is on Swerve. So maybe he'll be in that match, or maybe he'll show up and he'll screw Swerve out of the title and give it to Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, maybe he'll just go to Nando's and buy some food for some of his friends.
Honestly, the simplest thing... I know people like clean finishes and everything, but if you look at the storyline from day one, Hangman needs to cost Swerve the title, and then it needs to be Hangman and Swerve at All Out, and Hangman gets his revenge. Because you can't possibly do this match for the fourth time and have Swerve win all four. It doesn't make any sense. So,
well, let me ask you a question then, in that case. If you're doing a finish like that, even though you traditionally want to main event your pay-per-views with your world heavyweight champion, do you go ahead and put MJF in that spot with Ospreay? I mean, I was curious.
Bryan Danielson is
anyway, but if you're going to do a finish like that, that's even more excuse.
I'm
to have
pretty
Ospreay
sure
go.
Bryan Danielson's doing the main event. Could be wrong, but we shall see. They very, very, very rarely do not headline with the AEW title. But yeah. Someone on the chat here goes, no more Swerve versus Hanger. You kidding me?
Oh, come
on. Are you kidding me?
Hangman needs it. He needs to get his, like, and I like, and I know Hangman can be a polarizing figure. I really like him. And I don't look at him as, like, this tail-kicking Magnum TA care. I would like him to be, and he's got to turn into that. And I don't know if he's got that in him or not to really come across and really exude being dangerous and being a jerk, which everybody knows that he's not for real. But he's got to try to find that and channel that. And he's got to try to really get it where he's not such a cartoon, because it's bordered on that. And I've liked some of it. But he's got to make people believe that he's really going to rip Swerve's head off and he's really serious about causing chaos and really leaning into this. They need a big heel as much as they can anyway. I don't know if he's going to be that guy, but he's got to do everything he can, because Swerve is going to be cheered in this. He's the one that people are going to like, unless everything just turns completely upside down again. I don't think that's going to happen. So he's got to lean into this hard. So whatever he does, it has got to be visually violent and really, and I don't know how you do that since they've already been drinking each other's blood, but you got to make it as effective as you can. Otherwise, I can see people going, I'm done with this thing.
Well, he did spend a lot of time in this interview talking about Swerve. He has something he should never have gotten in the first place. I've made it my mission that after he did what he did, he would never hold it. Because I always felt the AEW World title was something that was earned. Not just through hard work and winning matches, but it was something, I don't know, cosmic about being right, doing the right thing. Well, he's wrong about that. I set out to make it my mission that he would never hold it. Because someone who had done what he had done should never be allowed to hold that above their head to say that they are the best, because he's not. He's the worst of humanity. But I was suspended, gone for 4 months, had to sit at home, had to hear about it, had to see him win it, had to see him carry it around, had to see the people cheer him when he came out with it. It was, I don't know, it was just impossible. Impossible. Something that should have been impossible. He should never have won it. Shouldn't have it today, shouldn't have it tomorrow, it should be mine. So he's upset. He's upset.
Yeah, he needs to also cut that promo, though, on TV with the right inflections at the right time to really make people believe it.
And then,
go ahead.
He had words about Bryan Danielson. He said, I just want to draw a stark contrast to maybe how he feels about that championship and how I feel about it. I am not okay never holding it again. I'm not okay with it in the hands of the person that it's in. I would not be okay walking away from this in the state that things are right now. And if that's how he feels about it, about the championship, about the world champion, I can't say that I have any respect at all for that.
Why was that not on TV a couple of weeks ago? Same with Kingston.
Because we don't want everyone on TV burying Bryan Danielson. He is headlining the show.
But a couple of weeks ago,
we already got it from Eddie
Kingston. You should have done that. And it should be heels going after wishy-washy baby faces who might retire. You know what I mean? Like, there should be a level of that. And that's good for Hangman, obviously. Look, that should be on TV. And again, him cutting that promo and being serious about it and caring about that title, all that stuff, perfect. Perfect. He is a lifer of AEW. Danielson is always going to be recognized with WWE. There's always going to be people recognized from other places. I don't care what Jericho does in AEW. Most fans won't see him that way. Adam Page is their guy. He is the guy as far as that company goes. So, good.
Dynamite in Cardiff. 4,200 fans. They set it up for 42.36, according to WrestleTix. Three tickets available.
Well,
I think they might have sold those three.
Yeah, they probably
gave
them away.
That was the morning update.
That is a small building, too. Apparently, it only seats like 4,500. So with the setup and everything, that is they're filling it up. So it should be a good atmosphere, one would figure.
1,800 o'clock, it says. So I guess that would have been right when this show started.
6 p.m.?
If that's my...
BST?
Yeah, I don't know.
Your clock is going to be so screwed up. God, you're going to be miserable when you come back.
No, well, yeah. It's actually not bad because I take off kind of late tonight, so I could just go right to sleep and wake up refreshed.
Oh, wait a second. Time out. What did you just say? Wait, who's doing the show with Dave?
There is no show with Dave tonight. He's already there. Back in a moment with more Observer Live. Where have you been, brother?
Not there.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever.
Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Boss, I got an update from the first segment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I lied. I have seen another Sinbad movie. Necessary Roughness. Scott Bakula and Kathy Ireland.
Are we sure that movie exists?
Football movie, yeah. Actually, what was amazing, though, at the time is they were at a fictional university called Texas State University, which then actually became, somehow, Texas State University. There's one that exists right now that plays college football, just like in the movie. Except they're not the Armadillos. They have another name. That's what the name was in the movie. And they had this big Samoan guy playing center, hiking the ball back, and Kathy Ireland, who was this great kicker on the soccer team. They brought her on the team, and Scott Bakula was like 40 years old, and he was the quarterback, but he still had eligibility from a long time ago, and Hector Elizondo.
Are you trying to avoid the NXT TV report here, or what's going on?
Oh, no. Sorry, I just got excited.
Well, anyway, Raw did 1.6 million viewers in a .50. The DNC coverage put a beating on him.
The roll call with Little John. Yeah. Put one on him last night with NXT. I wonder what those numbers are going to be like when they come out today.
Well, we're going to find out soon enough, but I like the show. Open up
the
with
DNC?
Chase U coming down for their victory celebration. And I got to give him credit. Somehow, they got Ridge Holland over. Fans are into him. They're into this storyline. I'm flabbergasted. It's like, wow. They were never able to get over, you know, what's his name?
Old boy.
Joe Gacy.
Well.
They tried. So, yeah. But they got Ridge over.
Are we sure that Riley Osborne is over, or just the fact that he can do Kidman-like moves is over right now? Because he's not quite over yet.
He's over enough. He is a great little high flyer. But anyway, they had Axiom and Nathan Frazier come out. They won a rematch. And they were basically told, no. We'll make you a deal. You beat Duke and Riley, and you can get a rematch. So it was Duke and Riley versus Axiom and Nathan Frazier, which is a very good match. There is one problem. I've mentioned this many times. And that is that Axiom and Nathan Frazier, particularly Frazier, like, his gimmick is that he just goes really, really, really fast all the time. And unfortunately, like, he is a great worker, but he goes so fast sometimes that things get screwed up. And they actually screwed up the finish, which was Riley went up top, and Frazier cut him off and hit a he hits a big superplex, and he's going to roll through like the Falcon Arrow or whatever. But he lifts him up, and then Axiom hits a super kick to the guy's face, and he hits a brainbuster instead. This thing was so mistimed because he was just determined to do it as fast as humanly possible. And it got the whole thing all messed up. And then he hits a dive to the outside, which also was out of control. And then Axiom pinned Riley. So it is Axiom and Nathan Frazier getting a tag title match at No Mercy. Now, I don't know if I'm going to have time to review this whole show because I got to spend a little time talking about this. Earlier in the day, and I want to make something, well, let me just get going. Earlier in the day, apparently they had a deal where Carmen Petrovich was attacked. You'll never guess where. In the parking lot. And she was out of the Eliminator match. She ends up being replaced by Brinley Reese. Okay? So, She got beat up. She's out. Later, they're doing an interview segment with Sean Spears, and up walks Edris and Malik, and they get mad at him because he made some comment about Brindley. And so they drag him behind this big, like there's this big metal setup or whatever. They drive him, they drag him behind it, and they must have given him some sort of beating that we don't see. But we come back, and he's laying on the ground, and he's like holding his shoulder.
Well, we kind of saw it.
We saw a little
bit. Because the camera hit the ground, so it's sitting like this.
Yes,
why the guy didn't
but you couldn't see what happened. You just heard the loud clang, and he screamed, yeah. And they go back there, and he's holding his shoulder. So, listen, I have not confirmed that they're both legitimately injured yet, okay? But in 99% of cases, when this happens, it's because somebody is hurt, and it's a storyline to write them off the show. There are way too many injuries in NXT. And here's the key. It doesn't matter if these were storyline or real. My statement stands. Like, I don't think people understand how many injuries there are in that performance center. People are getting hurt all the time. Sometimes multiple people are getting hurt in a single day. Now, if you watch NXT television, okay, how many people are on the show on a... How many normal regular characters do they have? 40?
40.
Seems like about 1,000, but it's probably about... Honestly, it's about 40, okay? They got like 200 people training at the performance center, okay? Think about how frequently people on the NXT television show end up having to be written off the show due to injury. That's among the 40 that we see on TV every week. So now, and those people are good enough to be on TV, so they've been around for a while. So now imagine the trainees, all those trainees that they have that we never see on television. Like, I can't give you a number, but I've heard from people there, and it really hit me watching this show. This injury rate is way, way, way too high. I don't know the solution, but I do know that whatever they're doing, people are getting hurt way too frequently.
Well, let me ask you a question then. And I guess if you don't know how they're getting injured, it's a moot point. But before, when we would talk about injuries in NXT and the performance center and the training center a while ago, a lot of it had to do with their weightlifting and things like that. Are you under the impression, do you believe, have you been told that it is a combination of things or what? Because we know many of the names that are involved in the training process down there. They are veterans. They are several of them highly respected people. What do you know is the reason for this?
I don't think there's a reason, but I mean, it's like you got a bunch of athletes. They have them do all of this training.
Is it just a matter
I mean,
of
there's lifting, there's lifting, there's combines, there's adding in taking bumps. On top of that, you got people that don't know how to work, and you're having them do all sorts of crazy stuff that we see on TV every week. What was the match we saw? It was no, that one was okay.
But there's an example, though, Brian, of something that she probably practiced 50 times. They wanted her to do this. You got to have this spot. Got to do this. Even though it doesn't fit her character at all. Then she goes out and double clutches on TV. So I can see where the repetitive practice of matches, I can see where maybe people are getting knocked around, especially if there's going to be multiple people in there. But I don't know. It also, again, not knowing what the... how these people are getting injured, it may just be because they have 200 people. We're hearing about so many more people getting injured. I don't know. And the Sean Spears thing, too, they did make it certainly seem, not to say that he's not injured, but it certainly made it seem like they are hooking up him and Brooks Jensen against Malik and Edris, and maybe it's going
to
be
over. Well, like
I said,
that might
Reese.
Be a worked injury. I don't know. But the point is, too many people are getting hurt. And it was Kendall Gray. I actually thought she did a pretty good job in the match, aside from going 1,000 miles an hour. But then Kendall Gray, who's got a gimmick where she's a wrestler, they've got her doing some springboard, and it got botched. Why is Kendall Gray doing a springboard? And then we had, you know, another spot later with Brinley Reese, where she tries to do her goofy front walkover into a double lariat.
Which does not.
Why would you ever do a front walkover before a lariat? And what happened? She didn't make it over all the way. It got botched. So I don't understand why people can't just learn to work. And if you're a gymnast, if you're a Kalani Jordan, give him a couple spots, one or two. You know, Sol's got a couple of spots, which, by the way, her finish got botched. They were totally out of position on that one.
Sol and Jade.
And that was a finish.
Go back for those people, and I'm not bashing it or anything, because, again, these folks are doing what they are doing. And Jada's great. I think Jada's going to be a big star on the WWE main roster one day. But watch how much wasted motion takes place and how much trying to remember anticipation stuff. And, again, that's why some of the old-timers, and when you look at Japan, Dragon Gate being a great example of people moving, where Nathan Frazier, a zillion miles an hour, Ricochet, their Pac, where they move a million miles an hour, but it's repetition and doing these things over and over again, training for a very long time. WWE doesn't do that now. So you're going to have more of these things happen, and unfortunately, you're going to have times where people double clutch or aren't in the right position, and they get, again, somebody's going to be badly injured, especially when it comes to those NXT ladder matches, especially in the women's division that they do. A lot of, again, that was a great example of that match had too much going on for the people that were in it.
Hey, can I mention one more negative here?
Go ahead.
What's old Javon Evans doing lately?
Oh,
absolutely nothing.
I knew you were going to be on this.
Yeah,
I knew it.
You guys want to know what Javon Evans is doing now?
Oh, this is
they got this guy over big.
Over his moment here. Go ahead.
He's literally sitting on a box backstage. He's not booked at all on the show, and he's sitting there. And Ren asks him to watch, keep an eye on the Heritage Cup while she goes to do something or other. She needs water, so he's just sitting there watching a cup. Got nothing to do. Gallus walks up.
Oh, this, and there he is.
They'll go.
Double
man,
punch.
You're never gonna get that cup, brother. You can't wrestle. So there was one funny thing. They go, I'll make you a deal. You go buy us a pint, and we'll teach you how to wrestle. And he goes, I can't do that. I'm 20. That's illegal. And so who walks up to have his back? Cedric Alexander. Javon Evans is teaming with Cedric Alexander to wrestle Gallus in a tag team match.
Oh, God, he's ruined. He'll never make it. Oh, my God. He might as well just quit right now. Go back to the Indies, son.
I don't remember saying that at all. But I remember saying that you had a guy
who
was so over, and all you had to do was pull the trigger. And what did they do? They got him backstage teaming with Cedric Alexander, and he'll be facing Gallus in a mid-card tag team match. Excellent job. Excellent job. Well, we did have the main event.
Apparently, you don't believe in Joe Hendry, too. That's what really
Joe Hendry won. He beat Pete Dunne and Wesley.
But you don't believe in him.
In a number one contenders match, Ethan Page tried everything in his power to keep Joe Hendry from winning. And so, but he did win. And Trick Williams helped. It is Joe Hendry versus Ethan Page for the NXT title at No Mercy. And there is more to this story, but you'll have to find out next week because it's a spoiler from the NXT tapings. But Joe Hendry is getting his title shot coming up. We had Dion Lennox versus Ashanti the Adonis. Ashanti beat him clean in the middle.
Still won't get women.
Whatever. I mean, but I watched this match and I was like, if this Dion can learn how to work and talk, they will want him main eventing WrestleMania in like 3 years.
What was more ridiculous? Their feud over who can get the women or the Eddie Thorpe, Lexus King feud, which now seems like it's over with.
That one was much worse. The one angry about music was much worse. So, anything else on the show I want to talk about? Women's Gauntlet was won by Jada.
Yeah.
She'll get a shot at Roxanne. She was the last one in and ended up winning. And, yeah, that's most of it. I don't know about these good brothers, man.
Kalani Jordan and the pillow. Don't forget
they lose
that.
Every week. And they lost to Hank and Tank clean. So, I don't know. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
Made it.
I did make it. Looking something up here. So, yeah.
So,
well, you know, people are going, isn't that what Karl Anderson and Luke Gallows are there for, is to put over these guys? And yes, ideally that is what they're there for. But if you've noticed, when people come down from the main roster, they don't ever lose until they put over like one person, maybe. And then it's, and some of them don't put over anybody, and then they're back to the main roster. Anderson and Gallows have lost to Axiom and Nathan Frazier, Andre Chase and Duke Hudson, Andre Chase and Duke Hudson again in tag team turmoil, Bronco Nemeth and Lucian Price, and now Hank and Tank. That's all they're doing is putting people over. So yeah, that is unusual when you look at how WWE is booking the main roster on NXT. So let's see what happens.
You know, they had an old good brother down there named Lord Tensai, a guy that Karl Anderson used to team with that does a lot of training down there. And at this point in their careers, yeah, I would say they got to get some wins here and there, but you know what? OTM needed a win on their resume. They got one. You know, Hank and Tank, that's the biggest win of their career. You know, people will remember this at least for a little while who are NXT fans. So it actually makes sense to me. And the fact of the matter is there's no tag team on the main roster right now. I mean, there's no division. We got champions, but that's it. So I don't know. They're fine. I'm actually fine with them doing what they're doing.
Well, I'm out of here for a half hour. I'll be back with Lance and Tom at 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern. We talk about SmackDown and the G1. So tune in for that in 30 minutes, and then that's it. So enjoy the week, everybody. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.